The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Tomorrow is the 12th of July, synonymous with parades and all types of Orange Georgia celebrations, and so on. And then tonight on the 11th is traditionally the night for bonfires. These have become enormous situations of pallets upon pallets. An Eloy's bonfire topped with an effigy of migrants in a boat was lit last night in County Tyrone. The bonfire had been condemned across the political divide before it was set alight. It comes ahead of many more bonfires tonight as part of the annual celebrations. Well, joining us with the latest on this and what the reflections across Northern society are, it's a pleasure to welcome Amanda Ferguson, freelance journalist, and Claire Hannah, leader of the SDLP. Amanda, first of all, this particular topper that was very offensive with a boat with mannequins of migrants. What actually happened? Is it in Mygashel in Tyrone?
Yes, that's right. The Mygashel bonfire is often controversial and has featured various different toppers, as they've been described in the past. But you're right in what you're saying. The boat with effigies of refugees, of people of colour, was set alight last night as part of the bonfire in Mygashel. The bonfire also had banners emblazoned saying "Stop the boats, veterans before refugees, and stop illegal immigration." Now, for the majority of people making commentary on this, they've been horrified by what they were seeing, and across the political spectrum, it was condemned. Some condemnation more full-throated than others. There had been speculation that the topper for the bonfire would be removed before it was lit, but as our press photographer colleagues' images show, that wasn't the case. And it's the same issue that we have every year without fail. Like, you know, I always joke that we'll know when the 11th, we'll know whenever the peace process is fully embedded, whenever I'm allowed to go away on holiday over this time of year. But that's a while yet. And while there are going to be hundreds of bonfires taking place, and some of them will be willow beacons and there'll be no toxic material on them and no racist banners, there's a significant issue remains at this time of year with the Irish tricolour being burned, with election posters of politicians being burned, with hate crime imagery being placed on bonfires, and with regard to the Mygashel bonfire, police are investigating that.
Now, look, we've had decades of sectarianism, now racism. The question for me is, you know, in the same way the parades had to be policed, where were the PSNI not to take this topper down?
Yeah, well, there will be the question of reaching it, and also a risk assessment, I guess, based on whether it would be advisable to do so in such circumstances. And the police have considered in this scenario that they weren't going to remove that. The police come under a huge amount of pressure at this time of year. Like, they can't sort of do right for doing wrong. And questions are asked about, you know, what the police response to all of these kinds of incidents has been. However, that's something kind of for the aftermath of this period. You know, Orange Fest, as it's billed by some people over the next day or so, is always going to be a tough sell in a place like the North, which is a contested space. And some people will never be able to accept that the commemorations or the celebrations that take place this period are something that's acceptable. It should be noted that the incidents in Mygashel are not representative of most bonfires. That isn't the case. You don't see this kind of imagery at every single event. However, I'm sure it doesn't help. I don't know any crisis comms person or any PR person who could sell this as a family-friendly event. However, there are people clearly who wanted to attend the bonfire that took place in Mygashel last night. Most loyalist bonfires take place tonight. However, it took place last night, and the police will have to look into that.
Yeah, but my point is, when we look back at those kind of policing situations in Portadown, going back to David Trimble's time, and you know, parades being blocked and the Parades Commission. It ultimately came down to look, these people aren't going to just back off. They have to be forced to back off. And that also, doesn't seem to be an approach.
Don't forget that the Drumcree protest still takes place. You know, that's still a protest that takes place and hasn't been resolved as far as the Orange Order is concerned. I wouldn't fancy trying to police in the north. It wouldn't be the sort of job that you could pay me to do. I know some people will say that about journalism as well, but you know, it's one of these issues that's debated every year without fail, and then there doesn't seem to be much resolution. But I think the focus for now should be on the people that are responsible for what we saw at Moy Gashel, the committee or the Bonfire Association that is linked to this particular bonfire issued a statement saying that it shouldn't be interpreted as racist or threatening or sinister, however that is how it's being interpreted. You know, their argument was that it was to express their disgust at illegal immigration. However, most people don't accept that analysis, and you know, the image that it sends out from this part of the world is a pretty damaging one and not representative of most of the people.
Okay, Amanda Ferguson, freelance journalist, thank you for that update. Welcome to Claire Hannah. I mean, Claire, this particular photograph of these migrants in a topper has gone global. Al Jazeera, everywhere across the world. Like, you know, let me put it frankly to you. A lot of people in the South consider, you know, the North to be a sectarian basket case. Now it's a racist basket case too.
It's sickening and it's mortifying, and the amount of messages I've had from, you know, across the political spectrum saying that. And I think it's fair to say, I mean, the Church of Ireland Archbishop, I think, spoke for many Protestants when he said, you know, that he was sickened by it and that it wasn't representative. But you're right. That is the problem. We used to call it the CNN effect back in the Troubles, you know, where a few just backward people with violent intent or their views, I suppose, projected an image for the whole region, as Amanda laid out there. I mean, it's obviously, it's not my cup of tea, and it's probably fairly alien to most of your listeners, but there are bonfires that go on across the north, and they are family friendly, and it's a tradition, and maybe people, it's a bit like maybe, you know, the communion. Not everybody is deeply, you know, reading through the exact liturgy, but they go off fairly peacefully. But there are an element for whom hate and confrontation seem to be the entire point, and that's obviously what the case is in Moy Gashel. But it's disgusting, and it's I suppose particularly brutal given that 4 weeks ago in Ballymena migrants were literally burnt out by, I suspect, people who would have been fellow travellers of the bonfire builders.
Okay, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. You know, you're working on the ground there. And we've had in the South, you know, our own protests against migrants, and we've had various different difficulties and so on with IPAS centres and so on. What is the state of play following on from Ballymena? Have you taken, you know, people say we've taken more than our fair share. Is, and you know, with the common travel area with the UK and what's gone on about the boats in France and so on, what is the state of play? Have you taken in many migrants in the six counties?
First of all, I think it's around 3-3.5% of the population are not of these islands. So that's all sorts, as you know, all types of migration, including the 1 in 5 health workers. So in short, no, we haven't. We've taken far lower than the Republic and far lower a percentage of than the rest of the UK and certainly most of Europe. And I'll tell you, nobody's arriving by boat to Moy Gashel. You know, it's a very landlocked place. I mean, we are, and it is the importation of, you know, far right tropes from Reform or Nigel Farage, people who would probably reject these guys as well. So it's nothing to be proud of. Similarly, I suppose it is people blaming all of the problems in their lives or public service failings on migrants. It's just a story as old of as time, and as you say, you know we're grappling with across the island. But it is, you know, Northern Ireland has always been a symptom of a failure by a small minority to accept difference, and sectarianism has morphed into racism for a number of these communities, particularly in loyalism.
Because I was reading about that, you know, the subsidies that are being paid for migrants has increased rents and the cost of living in some parts of Northern Ireland. Is there any validity to that?
Well, look, there is. If you look here, a company called Mears run asylum centres. They make fairly obscene profit, to be honest with you. They make tens and more of millions across the UK. Yeah, no doubt. There's a housing crisis that would make you blush in Dublin at the moment. And there has been a total failure to invest in housing and affordable housing and social housing and any type of housing in the north. And that creates pressures. And I suppose, like anywhere, there are certain neighbourhoods that are always going to get, because maybe there is an availability of housing for rent, that are always going to feel they're picking up the slack more than others. But as is the case across the Republic, you know, the responsibility lies with, you know, the lawful authorities who aren't investing in these public services, and not those who are arriving. Data from the Assembly that came out just the same week as those riots in Ballymena demonstrated that there wasn't a single asylum seeker in the council area that was affected. We are talking, you know, about hate. So whatever challenges there are, and migration, yeah, of course, it's, you know, it's there are going to be there are going to be challenges, as with any movement of people, as with any public policy issue. But when you're smashing somebody's window and burning it just on the basis of the colour of their skin, you're not having a rational policy argument. You're just a bigot.
Okay. Finally, what's going to happen to the A5?
Well, hopefully it will get built. You know, that is a black and white safety issue. We know that motorway driving is going to be safer. And, you know, I'm somebody who always will want to invest in sustainable transport, but that is an acute protection of life issue. That the numbers of people lost on that road are. It's devastating, and it's a road, you know, people in the west of the region require a really poor management by the department in terms of the latest legal challenge that they lost. They've dropped the ball administratively, and we really hope it gets picked back up, because that's a project that's dragged on for a very long time.
Claire Hannah, leader of the SDLP, thank you indeed for joining us on the PK Show.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.